The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever see somebody waving? You're like, hey, what's up? And you realize, damn, they ain't even waving at me. No! It's Wednesday. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Happened to our neighbor yesterday when DJ Automatic and I go walking, you know, halfway between a walk and a jog with our little dos huskies. I wave my arms in the air like a crazy person. Well, the neighbor must be blind like me because she thought I was waving at her. And I was like, man, the neighbor's waving at you. And then she realized, oh, wait. She's exercising. But I waved back because I felt bad because that's happened to me before.
Wait. So hold on. You waving your arms crazy is part of your exercise?
Yeah, I do it every day.
Dana walks her. I call it her gorilla walk, which is so annoying.
Stop doing it right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Imagine walking around the city like that and you just got some woman with her arms in the air.
Is that Michael Jackson's song Thriller?
Kind of. Sometimes people will stop and they're, you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Like, is this man bothering you? My husband. I was like, stop doing that.
So the neighbor thought you were waving to them, though.
Yeah, she was like on the porch and she waved, and then she realized, she was like, oh, wait. Oh. And so Otto's like, Dana, wave at her.
That's nothing compared to the other day when I threw the Tracy Morgan one. I was like, hey, man, remember when we used to hang out? And he was like, no, I had a traumatic brain injury. I'm sorry. I don't remember you.
It's embarrassing, though, when you're walking into a party or a room and you're alone and you see somebody wave and you feel, oh, good, somebody knows me. They're not waving at me.
You gotta learn how to lean into certain situations. Like, what I'll do right now is I'll just encompass myself into it, no matter what the situation is. So if I think they're waving to me and they're not, I'm going to tap the person that they're waving to, and it's like, hey, they're trying to get that person over there trying to get hold of you. I'm going to be involved
in
this interaction.
Saying.
I'm going to bulldog my way into this situation,
Well,
dude.
I always get embarrassed, and I saved our neighbor, though, from the shame of waving at the wrong person.
She's like 100. She don't care.
She don't care. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
Yeah.
Oh, salute to them. Salute to us.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah, right here. Thank you for supporting this business right here.
We also have National Piano Day.
Ooh. I used to play the piano, and I didn't realize what a sacrifice it was for my single mother to pay for those piano lessons. Thank you, Mom. I love you very much, and I'm sorry that sometimes I didn't practice as often as I should.
Some of my earliest memories are with my grandma, and she used to be on the piano and she would set the metronome for me.
Yes, automatic.
Maybe that's why I became a DJ.
Oh, there you go. Good reminisce right there. What about this? Shout out to the manatees. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. We're going to wrap it up on that right there, dog.
Good deal. Manatees are an endangered species, and I taught Automatic and Anthony A. something way back in the day when sailors were, you know, crossing the oceans trying to discover new land. They would get scurvy, which is, you carry oranges on a boat, so you don't get it back then. You know, they figured that out. And they would be hallucinating. That's where the whole idea of mermaids came from. They would see manatees.
Oh.
And they would think they were beautiful women.
Yeah. I mean, if you throw a wig on a manatee, I guess.
When you've been out of the ocean for a while.
It's kind of like prison, so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about a man named Michael who woke up with a headache. Turns out his wife shot him. So let me explain everything. Wow. This is our new segment, right? Every single Wednesday at this time, we do Crazy Crimes of Passion.
Horrible way to wake up.
Yeah, for sure. He's in all this pain. So let me tell you about it. Michael Eugene Moylan, he was awakened at 4 a.m. He had this excruciating headache. This is how he described it. And he told his wife, April, he was like, I'm going to go back to sleep. But the pain intensified. It moved to his entire body. So they got dressed and she rushed him to the hospital thinking, I don't know, he's having a stroke or an aneurysm. This is what he told the doctors. But nurses discovered some type of entry wound to Michael's head. And doctors really didn't understand why April was so, she was just calm, the wife. And her husband was in so much pain. You know, as a wife, when you're in pain, Otto, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? But this woman.
Unless you shot me.
Well, okay. But at this point, remember, nobody knew. Once they took Michael to X-ray, they saw a bullet in his brain that had entered behind his ear. And April was like, oh, it must have been a stray bullet. Maybe somebody drove by the house and shot accidentally.
Where did he live, Detroit?
No, he lived in Detroit. It's Florida.
I had a friend growing up that in a drive-by, he got shot in that exact same spot right behind the ear, and the bullet stayed there. He didn't die.
They couldn't take the bullet out?
No, of course they couldn't take it out because they took it out. Then it would have affected him even more.
Where is he now?
Other things got him.
Gotcha.
Drug overdose?
Other things got in.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, when they discovered the bullet, you know, cops came to the hospital, questioned April, who ran. She left.
Oh, she left right out the...
She left the hospital. She said, let me go to the bathroom. And then she just disappeared.
She really could have played the whole stray bullet thing out, though.
Well, hold on. Here's what ended up happening. Here's the plot twist on this crazy crimes of passion. She ended up surrendering herself to the police. She went to the police station, and her and Michael said, we lied. Both of them lied. Both were felons. And at 4 a.m., the alarm went off, and she thought somebody was trying to break into their house. They were moving cocaine.
Oh!
She pulled the gun from under her pillow and accidentally shot her husband with a .32 caliber revolver.
Oh, literally too many cooks in the kitchen here.
Literally! It's a Fetty Wap song before Fetty Wap even wrote.
I thought the Cocaine Bear movie was stupid.
Yeah.
Well, this right here got to be the dumbest drug dealer in the history.
They arrest her and charge her with obviously selling cocaine.
At least he knows she was down for him, though.
Charge her with being a felon and having a firearm, and she went back to prison. They didn't charge Michael right away, though, because I didn't know that since he was still in the hospital, if they had charged him, they would have had to foot the bill. The county would have had to foot the bill. They waited till he was out, and they arrested him, too, because he had a firearm as well.
Oh, my. So he got shot in the head and went to jail?
Yes.
And had to pay the bill?
Yes.
Damn.
I got a new movie, Cocaine Pendejos.
There you go.
Check out their photos at Dana Cortez on Instagram. What a crazy plot twist to this story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you middle class? Are you upper class? Or are you poor? I'm going to give you the numbers. What's the that? U.S. Census Bureau just released, and they claim if you fall anywhere in between, you're a middle class. So in case you missed it, I'll share that number with you. So stand by. I go last. DJ Automatic.
So why have a regular Band-Aid, you know, ones with the little cartoons or just your traditional brown ones, when you can go high tech with a robot Band-Aid? AKA the smart bandage. Unlike a typical bandage, you know, which consists of layers of absorbent materials, you know, the little squishy stuff in between.
Plus that glue makes me break out. I'm allergic to it.
The smart bandage contains embedded electronics and medications. And researchers say the internal sensors monitor for inflammation and infection and actually distribute the medication that you need into your infection.
I don't know about this, dog.
What? You don't want a robot Band-Aid?
No, dude. Think about it, dude. It sounds like you're just voluntarily putting the chip in you already, bro. All right,
I don't even care about that.
I didn't think about it that way.
This sounds a little sus, bro.
First of all, I'm thinking, okay, look, high tech, whatever. That means high cost. And for me, when I was little, we just got them generic Band-Aids. I used to want to get hurt at school all the time because they had the cartoon ones.
Then eventually you're going to get these off-brand robot Band-Aids. Now you got off-brand.
The great value version. Of a robot.
Yeah,
and everybody's
dude.
Gonna know.
Yeah.
Your parents can't afford
the
real
where Mickey
robot.
Has 3 years.
Yeah, this is gonna smell like how like a hell of a Vicks vapor rub.
It's Mickey Mouse, not Mickey. I don't know.
Dude, yo, keep the smart technology from my phone. How about that?
We'll leave
it
right
there. I'm gonna give me some smart Band-Aids. I'm gonna try it out for all of us, okay?
All right, dog. Well, in case you missed it, a new survey shows that 1 in 5 people working from home reportedly struggle from substance abuse.
Oh, you're sitting around bored all day. You got to spice it up.
Yes, that's right. About 61 of those people who answered yes to that say it's alcohol for them, and the rest say it's other types of substances that they get from just being able to kick it at home all the time.
Unfortunately, 61% alcohol. You know how many people alcohol kills every year. You're talking hundreds of thousands. And it really scares me. We have a personal friend we work with in this building whose best friend died. He drank himself to death during COVID.
Oh.
They found his body, worked from home. And so I know that we gotta remind ourselves that just because we're not at work actively, we still have to take care of ourselves. Drinking casually is not morning, noon, and night.
That's right. And
it's not morning, noon, and night.
One thing that Anthony is not gonna do, I'm not going to call you an alcoholic and then leave you in the dark. So if you want to, there's an online addiction clinic, and it's the first one of its kind. It's called quitgenius.com.
Quitgenius.com?
Quitgenius.com.
Thank you for
if you
that.
Think you need it, or you may know somebody who does, don't hesitate
all
to go
three
there.
Of us in this room, in this studio, have experienced someone in our family who were alcoholics. We don't even keep drink in our house because of it, because my uncle died, you know, the way my grandmother feared. He was drinking and he had a cigarette and he burned to death. I mean, that's a horrible story. It's a reality, though, for people. And it's hard to discuss because there's the shame that comes with it. But if you or someone in your family needs help, go to quitgenius.com.
Yes.
Check it out. All right, so in case you missed it, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the median income is anyone between $47,000 and $141,000 a year. If you make between $47,000 and $141,000 a year, you are considered middle class. Damn. If you make below that, you fall below
into
what's called the poverty line. And if you make above that, you're doing all right.
Now I need a drink, dog. Because I just learned I'm poor.
That's oh, my gosh. No, but I think to myself, it used to be, you know, 40,000. But because of inflation,
47.
That number, yeah, 40, that's $7,000 more. Like,
I'm thinking like the top. That's like a big bracket, bro.
Yeah,
that's
it
a
is.
Very big
and the
bracket.
Disparity in income in this country is just getting
and
wild.
And where you live, though, right? If you live in New York and you,
oh, you make
50,
40 grand in New York, you're living in a box. But if you live, you know, out in the middle of nowhere in Texas, you can have a good, that's a nice,
you're
you
right,
have a nice house.
Right. So I think that's why it's such a broad number, right? 47 to 141.
Makes sense. But I cannot wait for my recent investment. It's going to help me get out of that
what
bracket.
What is that, Anthony A?
I'm going to invest in those robot band-aids.
Robot band-aids. Robot band-aids are the future.
You have a customer first. Already.
I just thought about it. You can't even afford a robot band-aid.
Yeah, I know, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shout out to the Colonel for that original recipe. KFC's got some big coming. Food news time inside Hottest Hashtags. Halfway to the weekend, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Every time we have one of these stories, I say, I can't believe we're doing this story again, but I'm just lost for words. A person armed with assault rifles and a handgun killed three children and three adults at a private Christian school. Now, this happened earlier this week. I'm just talking about it now because I wanted to wait and see the full story. According to authorities, this person went to school there when they were younger. I'm not going to name their name.
No.
I'm not going to give them any kind of attention at all. What I want to focus on is the three student victims at the Covenant School. All 9 years old. That's what I want you to think about.
Oh, and the teachers that were there, too.
And the teachers and the custodian. One was a substitute teacher. Those parents don't get to see their kids. The photos and video of children crying and shaking, being loaded onto a bus to be reunified with their parents. I'm so tired of these stories. I did post video of the police officers going in with no hesitation. You can tell that they're afraid. They're breathing heavily. They shouldn't have to go through that either. And doing the same thing over and over, your thoughts and prayers, they don't work. They want action. Nobody should send their children to school and them not come home safely because somebody who shouldn't have a gun has one. I hate these guns. I hate what's happening, and I hate that nobody wants to change anything. If you want to watch the video of the heroes, the officers who went into that school, go to @DanaCortez.
At some point, I feel like the officers are going to have to say something because they're risking their lives time in and time out.
All the officers didn't go in because they said, oh, they have bigger guns than us. They waited until DPS got there.
I mean, these guys in Nashville went in right away, but they're not trained. This isn't, they're trained for war.
They are trained, but
not for war.
But they shouldn't have to do this kind of job. Nobody should be in a school with assault weapons. They're understandably nervous and afraid, but they did it. But regardless of what you see in the video, what these heroes did, there's still three dead babies and three dead adults. I don't even want to talk about food news. I think I'm just going to end it right there. I don't even know how to transition to that. I just want change, and I want those parents to get something out of this, to say my kids didn't die in vain.
I mean, I saw the parents from Uvalde that were—they're just
they have to relive this over
every
and over,
single time,
all the way from Sandy Hook to Columbine, and we keep doing the same thing. Here's some thoughts and prayers.
What do you want the rest of us to do? What more can we do?
I think that let me tell you what I think needs to happen, and I've talked about this openly. My grandmother was a schizophrenic. We lived in Texas. She had guns. Somebody with that kind of mental disability, and that's what it is. Somebody who sees visions and tells you to hide in the corner because the FBI is coming through the TV, shouldn't have a gun. She would go shoot up the park. She got to keep her gun. Why? Why? Because we don't want to violate her rights? Give me a break. We need some kind of system that tracks people. I'm sorry. I don't care. People are like, oh, my rights. What about our rights? What about the rights of those children? What about the rights of those families? The right to pursue happiness? You can't do that when you're murdered. What about their rights? Every responsible gun owner says, I don't mind registering my gun.
No, you're right.
There's nothing wrong with it. And if somebody has mental problems.
How many times are
we going
to have this exact conversation? Because I remember.
Ain't nothing going to happen either, Automatic. Nothing's going to happen.
I mean, this is like, it feels like since I've been in radio, I've been having the exact same conversation.
I'll be back again in 2 weeks doing this and everybody will have forgotten it. Just like we interviewed Brett Cross, the father of Uzi and Uvalde, what he said, he's like, I hate to admit until it happened to me. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad. I hugged my kids a little tighter and moved on. It's happening more and more. Three local officials in Nashville had survived a mass shooting. One newscaster on the air, on live television, her child was in the school, started crying. Is that what it's going to take for it to touch one of the people in charge to do something dramatic and drastic? I don't know. We're going to play some more music and we're going to come back. We're going to come back because I'm sad for these parents and I want action. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny Jenner is covering one of the most prestigious publications in the world. I'll tell you where you can watch it. And what he says inside about WWE and his music as well. Right now, this story and, of course, more Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A., famous people's birthday.
We got 504 and celebrating his birthday. Hey. Fredo Bang and TikTok star Jesus Nalgas celebrating his birthday.
I love him. We're taking a poll right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Turns out Shakira's mother-in-law, PK's mother, was helping her son hide his affair with Clara Chia. Damn. By allowing them to come into her home. And she had Shakira's own son lying to his mama.
What?
Dirty.
About the other woman. Turns out the little boy told his mom, I'm sorry. And then the other woman was eating Shakira's strawberry jam. That's how this whole thing, you know, was found out by Shakira. And Shakira found out and went and beat up her mother-in-law. That's
rightfully
what's being reported.
So.
She put hands on the mother-in-law.
I mean, if you got your own son lying to you because of his grandma... Grandma deserves to get a punch in the nose.
Well, that's what she got. Is it fair, though, that Shakira put hands on his woman? We're taking a poll at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
I think it's not, but, you know, shout out to Grandma of the Year.
That's awful. All right, go vote now. Now we're going to talk about Mariah Carey. She's clapping back. She was in a Vogue interview, and the interviewer asked her, do you consider yourself a diva? Here's Mariah's answer.
Would I consider myself a diva? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why would you even ask me that question?
I love her so much.
She should have just said, I am the diva.
For real. I love Mariah Carey. Congrats to her. She is headlining LA's Pride Celebration, one of the biggest in the world.
I saw that with Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, love Ms. Mariah. All right, and then we're going to talk about Bad Bunny Jenner. This is what all the Spanish publications are calling him. He's getting a lot of blowback for dating Kendall Jenner, but he's also covering Time Magazine Español. Inside of Mag, he says his earliest memories are playing with WWE action figures. He's nice. Always loved WWE. And since age 13, he's like, I've been making music. But, those are his two favorite things.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that he was making music at that young of age, because at 13, that's pretty much like a prodigy if you're able to create songs.
Yeah, and there's no such thing as an overnight success,
no,
right?
Because the success that he had in the short amount of time that he's been popping is crazy. I mean, in 5-6 years, he's become the biggest star in the world.
I was really hyped that he does show love to the WWE audience, right? And
me
now
too.
He's living like in two like crazy fictional worlds with like the WWE and then like the Jenners. But, it's like a lot of like, what's even real anymore?
It's a lot of reality TV.
Yeah. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier on the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing a survey that revealed that 1 in 5 Americans who work from home actually struggle with substance abuse. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you 5 healthy alternatives and better habits than knocking down a booze or partaking in some of the giggle gas. All right? I was talking to 2 Dudes, 1
Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Now, we are live from the Dana Cortez Show studios. All
not
right?
From home.
Not from home. But we do work
That's
from home.
That's why we're not drunk.
Nope.
Nothing else to say about that and that comment. All right, DJ Automatic. But when we do work from home, do you ever fall into that pattern of, you know, what some of these Americans do or fellow Americans?
What are you trying to say, Ann?
Well,
I was just joking about being drunk. No, I think it's easy to succumb to temptation when you're
when
there at the
there,
house.
Right? When yeah. it's there on the house, dude. So one healthy thing you can do to improve it is make a schedule and commit to it.
Okay. What kind of schedule? Just like
every single thing. So even if like, you know, like I get used to stopping and getting my little protein shake before I come in here. If you're working from home, do the same thing. Get up, go get your protein shake, come back to the office. Treat it as a normal work plays at Not Your Home.
That's so hard to do. That's why I don't like working from home.
I love working from home, dog.
It's just, like I said, so much temptation to go eat something, go watch something, go do something else.
There's a lot of temptation, but I'm fine with it, dude, because I get to be all-encompassing. You know what I'm saying? I am the office snitch. I'm the office gossiper. I'm the hardest working and the laziest employee there, okay? And another thing you do is, even if you don't have an office set up, you know, dedicated workspace to it, right? And that way it gives you the feel that you are in the office. And it also gives you a place to step away from. Speaking of stepping away, give yourself a break, homie.
Oh.
All right? Chill a little bit, dude. Don't work yourself to the point where you say, I need a drink.
Once again, back to the temptation. If it's there, you're going to probably do it.
Hey, dude, honestly, automatic. How many breaks do you think you take a day here?
Probably like five.
Five? Yeah.
How many? I know you're way more than I am.
No, I think
you
I
just disappear, dude.
I take like two solid breaks and then I get right
before
back.
Before eight?
Before. No, I really try to do it. When I was working for Apple, it was lit. I think it was like every 2 hours, you get 15 minutes. So that was cool. That was a cool little policy. But yeah, give yourself a break, bro. And we got to move. Get up and move. Exercise. I'm a big stretcher. That's one of the hobbies I do on my break, dog. I stretch a little bit, all right?
I caught Anthony doing yoga outside.
Yeah,
on the balcony.
Dude, you
got
to get to it, baby. You got to, you know what I'm saying, relax the mente before you deal with a married couple. And the final thing is communicate and connect with your colleagues via Zoom or outside. You know what I'm saying? Don't turn down a happy hour if you're working from home. Oh, I can't encourage you to go drink.
That was the whole point of this, was things not to do at home, and drinking was one of them.
All right, dude. Well, think of better hobbies to do with your colleagues, and if you miss any of the Dana Cortez Show podcast, it's available on all digital streaming platforms. Have a great day. We love you, and Two Dudes, One Studio is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.